are back on Dateline Washington. This is the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. My next guest in this edition is Dan Kitch, Senior Vice President of Policy at the Institute for Energy Research. We want to get his thoughts as we see reports in the very early days of the Obama administration that they may very well plan to roll back President Bush's expansion of offshore oil and natural gas exploration, since the moratoria on both for Congress and the executive branch expired last year. And Dan, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me, Greg.
What exactly are the executive orders President Bush signed that are now in danger of being reversed?
Well, this actually is not a regulation executive orders per se. It's a proposal to open up those areas that finally, after almost 30 years of embargo against U.S. domestic production offshore, were opened because of the American public speaking out last summer in the wake of $4 and $5 gasoline. And by this, it's both the East and West coasts have been closed for almost 30 years. A good portion, almost 50% of the Gulf of Mexico. And the only area that we were really producing energy from was the remainder of the Gulf of Mexico off Texas and Louisiana and Alabama, where folks were supportive of domestic energy production. So what they're talking about doing, what the Bush administration did, is follow through with the fact that Congress didn't renew the annual ban. They put out a proposal that said, public, what do you think? Should we have these areas leased or not? And the question before the Obama administration now is, are they going to let that go forward, or are they going to quash it? And do we go back in time to where we were for the past 30 years with increasing imports and increasing prices for energy?
Dan, just how much of an impact could this make? How much area would be opened up if this proposal were to go forward? And how much of a difference, how quickly would we see a difference in the amount of energy available and the price of energy?
Great question, Greg. What happened this summer was, it just so happens that on the very day, the day that President Bush announced that he was no longer going to stand by his ban, because he also had one in place, it was a presidential ban, he was lifting his ban on offshore leasing. That was the day that we hit $147 barrel oil. Ever since that time, the price of oil has dropped, as have gasoline prices. We've dropped over $100 off a barrel of oil. Part of that is because it sent a message to people out there that there is help on the way. We are finally going to do something about our increasing dependence on foreign oil and start to produce some of our own. As far as resources go, the estimates are almost as much as we have all discovered in the United States, 18 billion barrels of oil. I think the number of proven oil reserves we have is 20. A recent study shows that this number could be just a fraction of what's really there, because we haven't looked for 30 years. If you don't look for something, you don't find it. So we could be looking at tens and tens and tens of billions of barrels of oil and an equivalent amount of natural gas, a lot of American jobs, and all of these jobs will actually pay money into the Treasury, as opposed to the kinds of proposals we're hearing from now that will take taxpayers' money to prop up more expensive energy.
We're talking with Dan Kitch of the Institute for Energy Research. And Dan, in our last 60 seconds here, obviously the concern that may reverse this policy is the environmental impact. What technology is in place? What is the danger environmentally if, in fact, this were to go forward?
Well, that's a great question. The truth is that this technology would give, that's being used now on the Outer Continental Shelf, would give NASA a run for its money. The amount of oil spilled from any kind of offshore operations in the United States, according to the National Academy of Sciences, is one quarter of what the amount of oil that is put in the water by tankers bringing it in from foreign countries. So the more we produce offshore, the cleaner our water will be, as opposed to bringing it in from foreign countries and giving them our money. There's not even a comparison there at all, Greg.
Well, Dan, unfortunately, our time is up. A major story, obviously, since energy is one of the major priorities for this country right now. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you, Greg.
Dan Kish is Senior Vice President of Policy at the Institute for Energy Research. That does it for this edition of Dateline Washington, a presentation of Radio America. Thanks to executive producer Jim Roberts. Reminder to get the very best of Dateline Washington 24 hours a day on the web, dateline.radioamerica.org. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. Please join me tomorrow for Dateline Washington.